some communities there, Machbid, that they do not allow a bar mitzvah boy to lame. And based on that initial statement, maybe someone would think it's because they are not going to be adequately prepared on Shabbos to stand before a kehil and to lame. Very often it's the opposite problem, in that since they're so overly prepared and yet so inexperienced with the laning, that it's possible that they will read, they will say every word perfectly, but they are not necessarily going to be reading from the ksav, which is necessary. And this is what is brought down. He says, "Bal kore shikori misver tevot bal peh." The issue of someone who's a bal kore not reading the words from the actual Sefer Torah. And of course, when it comes to even some things which we all know by heart, or we are very familiar with, let's say on Rosh Chodesh, it must be read, even though you know what the next sentence is. You must look at it. So the Pesukei Teshuva says, "Afisha also likros afil os achas shomen ksav." Actually, quoting the words of the Mechaber, you're not allowed to even recite one single os, a little letter, word, nothing, not anything. From the ksav, it has to be everything read. Ah, however, this is an interesting halach which we may not all be familiar with. The Pesukei Teshuva says, "Einu lekuva." Let's say, you know, the last word is way up here, and that's where the aliyah ends. And you can see that the Baal Kori finishes off looking down, and he just doesn't read that last word. So he says like this: "It doesn't. It's not ma'akev ad kidei lachser v'likro." Im Gemara Kriya, that if you already finished laning, that we're not going to require you necessarily to go back and say it all over again. El im kein kara mishpat shalem balpet. Only in the event that an entire sentence was recited by heart. But of course, lachatchila, we try to read everything exactly from the ksav, which again is why sometimes we're particular who should lane, that they should not make such a mistake, especially when it's something which only the Baal Kori knows if he's actually reading it, or he's just really just not focused on the letters and the words and just is saying it by heart. Based on that, the Mechaber holds, is a Summa, someone who is blind, are they allowed to get an Aliyah? So the Mechaber says, Summa Einu Kori. He's not allowed to read. Lefisha Asu Likros Lefil Os Achas Blum Niksah. Now, of course, this sentence is based on the time in which the minhag was that the person who gets the aliyah also lanes. So let's say you have a sumo who's a huge scholar, which we find throughout the Gemara, many of the great Amoraim were unfortunately unable to see. So they may have known things by heart, but they're not allowed to get an aliyah and they're afterwards lane because of this issue. However, quoting the words of the Maril Ksav, the Akshav Kori Summa, we will allow a blind person to get the aliyah, but also allow an Am Haaretz to get the aliyah. If you think about it, back then, it was impossible for an Am Haaretz to get an aliyah. If you were not able to read, if you did not have the skills of reading, then you could not get an aliyah, because immediately after the aliyah is reading. So if you did not have the ability to read, then you wouldn't get an aliyah. But the Maril holds that's not an issue anymore because the person who gets the aliyah isn't reading. And therefore this whole law doesn't apply. And the Mishnah Berurah says, continuing on this line of reasoning, says, the time of the reason, the kivan shu she'anu nohagin she'shlich sibor kori. Since the Baal Kore is the one who is actually reading, not you, you're just getting the aliyah. V'hu kori mitoch haksav. He's reading, and he has perfect vision. He's not an Am Haaretz, obviously. He's knowledgeable. He can read. Shuv lo kabdinon al ha'ol. We don't really care exactly who gets that aliyah. The shomea ke'one. Even if you're blind, but the reality is that once you hear it, there's a concept it's as though you said it, even though, of course, you're not able to look inside or you may not understand how to read. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, just like the Am Haaretz, Ratzel Lomar, Shono Nuhagim Lahakel, we're lenient, Afil Im Eino Yochel, Likros Im Shleach Sibur Mil Bamil Mitoch Haksav. Even though nowadays we do not read the actual Torah, we just get the Aliyah, But nonetheless, in order to still have that connection of what used to be done, you're supposed to read very quietly so as not to distract the Balkare, but to read word for word with the Balkare. So if you're an Alma Aretz, you may not have those skills even to do that. So this is not an issue. The Alkar Chachatam Anal, and it's based on the reason we said before, Buhad Din Basuma, that we can apply this also to someone who is blind. That even though he cannot read word for word with the Balkare, which is what you're supposed to do nowadays, nonetheless not an issue. Adina, Kvar Kosfu, it was already written by the Achronim, the Nohagil Hakul Kamaril, that we are lenient not to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Kairo, but rather the leniency of the Maril, that we allow an Ama Aretz as well as assume a blind person to get an Aliyah. Mikol Makom, he says, nonetheless, there are exceptions such as Parshas Para, and certainly for Parshas Zachar, in which the Torah reading is Deraisa, is certainly a Torah obligation. Nachon, it's proper, Shulik Rosam L'Chathila, that they should not get called up. And we'll just conclude quickly with the words of the Piskei Tshuvos that continues with this line of reasoning of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'af she'eno yodea likro v'kosov, even though an Ama Aretz does not know how to read or write, they're illiterate, kivan since shekayom habalkari korim mitoch haksav, they're not the ones reading anyway, shuvlo kaptin and al ola, as the words of the Maril, we don't care who gets the Aliyah. Ach, be'inan al koponim, we still require, he says, shodea lomer acher habalkari mila b'mila. He should at least be saying together with the balkari word for word. U'bazeh yochel alos ha-Torah, then he can get an Aliyah. Ach, in Omer Acher Balkore El Shosik Vikosh. So he goes a little bit lenient, and as we said, that a person in such a situation is allowed to get an Aliyah. Vihine im ki Maran of Achaber, even though according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Kairo, his machmir is very strict. The also likro suma la Torah, and we do not allow blind person to get an Aliyah, as well as the Ama Aretz according to that strict opinion, in which generally the minhag Sephardi is to hold like the Mechaber. Mikol makom niskabel haminhag lahakil kidiver maril. We're lenient like the words of the Maril as well as that of Ramoshe Isilis. Gam bekarba kihilos hasfardim vigam be'eret Yisrael. That not only in the Ashkenazic Jewry do we have such a leniency, but also if one would chance upon many kihilos in which they adapt the customs of Sephard, which would generally say that you should be strict like the opinion of the Machaber, nonetheless here we make the exception, we hold like the Ramah and like the Maril, that will even allow a blind person Ama Aretz to get in the Lir. B'chanan b'chashmasuk d'shbarach v'sangasuvichachar b'ham t'remes v'shnemar, har'noi chavei tzlamat sitko yadil t'rav yadil.